ourselves pure from being polluted by the world. So, in conclusion, I'd like to ask us a few questions. So, what about your faith? What does your faith look at like? If someone were to examine your faith today, would they say that it is real? Or would they accuse you of a bit of hypocrisy, that you're not really that genuine in your faith? I hope it's real. Is your faith being shared? First of all, to believers, the one another's, in the admonishing, the loving, the caring for one another. Is that happening? How about with unbelievers? Are you prepared to give an answer for those who ask you about the hope that is within you? He asks us to be prepared so that that hope that we display as we walk on this earth, it can be something that provokes others to wonder, what in the world is wrong with that guy? Not so wrong, but I like it. It shows some hope that I don't see in the rest of the world. Is your faith balanced? Or are you trying to get a lot of notoriety yourself? Is it balanced by giving glory to God? And lastly, is it resulting in helping those that are less fortunate and keeping ourselves from being polluted by the world? I hope that's the kind of faith that you have. And that I hope that that faith is being lived out every day. It is real and personal. It is balanced. It contributes to the one another. It's admonishing one another. It's giving glory to God. And that we're helping those that are less fortunate. Now, there may be some that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior this morning. Charlie Kirk was ready to meet his Savior and his God. He didn't expect it, I'm sure, this week. And we know that his family is hurting because of it. But one of the things that he has had the opportunity of doing was assure people that he knew what the end result was going to be of his faith. I'd like him to explain to us a little bit what it takes to be able to know that you will stand before God someday and he will receive you into his presence. We have a short video. Let's look at that video.
I have 30 seconds left to live. I'm dying from a gunshot wound. But what would you actually want to tell me if I have 30 seconds left to live?
You got 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, you're about to meet eternal judgment. And there's only one way that you can get bailed out of that. And it's not all the good things you did or the moral scorecard. It's whether or not you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that's going to matter. And so you got 10 seconds left. You're dying from a gunshot wound. And you ask the question, who is Jesus Christ? And the answer to that singular question, who is Jesus Christ, is the most important question for everyone in the audience. Not how much money you have, not how much good stuff you do. It is, who is Jesus Christ? You might say, oh, Jesus was, you know, a teller of good tales, or Jesus was a good person, or Jesus was a historical figure. None of that's going to cut it. It's whether or not you repent and you ask Christ to come in as your Lord and Savior. That's the only thing that will save you from eternal damnation.
I have 30 seconds.
That's about as clear as you can get. What does it take to know that if you were to die today, that you would stand before God and he would accept you into heaven? What did he say? There's repentance. That means to turn from the direction you're headed, the direction of sin, to turn from it. Confess it before God. Turn, make your lifestyle different. And to ask Jesus to be the Lord, that means the ruler of your life, and Savior. Savior from what? Savior from the penalty of sin, of eternal separation from God. That's what it takes. Repent and turn to God and ask him to be Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that, I'm sure that Pastor George and Pastor Tyler and myself, we would love to talk to you after the service. But Lord, our faith needs to be one that's real and genuine. and that people will turn to and say, there's hope found in that. There's hope found in having a perspective like Charlie Kirk had, because he knew that when his life ended, he would be with his Father in heaven because of his relationship with Jesus Christ. He had already repented, he had already changed his ways, and he asked Jesus to be his Lord and his Savior. Let's pray. Lord, you've given us life here on earth to be lived out, as we've seen from these verses, is to be lived out to give glory to you, not to seek glory and honor for ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your word. You've given us the pattern of how we should live, that we should be prepared to give an answer for anyone who asks us about the hope that is within us, to do it with gentleness and respect. This morning, we thank you for Charlie Kirk's life. We ask, Lord, for you to be with his wife, Erica, and their two little children. Lord, they are suffering, but yet they have the hope of seeing Charlie again someday, knowing that he repented, he changed his ways, he asked you to be his Lord and the one who saves him from the penalty of sin. So, Lord, help our faith to grow, help it to be pure, help it to be real. Help us to love one another, to admonish one another. Help us to give you glory in what we do. And, Lord, may you be honored with our lives, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand as we sing our closing hymn, number 201, Grace Greater Than Our Sin.
Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that's greater than all our sin, any sin that we've committed. God is able to forgive through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. If we turn to him, turn to Jesus, and ask him to forgive him, ask him to come into our lives and be our Savior, he'll do it, and we'll be free, free at last. Pastor Tom, thanks for coming and speaking to us today. And also, Jose, thank you too. And we're going to have a meal in our gym afterwards. So if you have more questions for Tom or Jose, they'll be there. They'll be available. And also Sue. So she can, I know Cindy can explain things sometimes better than I can. So, yeah. So I'm sure Sue has that ability too. You know, what is it like to really, you know, really to do this? So... it's all there. It's all available. So I'm going to pray for the end of our service and also for the food that some of us, probably maybe all of us, will consume. Father, I do thank you for the Word of God. I thank you for the way it was opened to us again today so we'd understand what our faith is supposed to look like, what we're supposed to be doing, and how we're supposed to appear to the world around us. Lord, make us more and more like Jesus all the time so that nothing hampers people that we know, that we talk to, that we work with, from wanting to know Jesus too. Lord, we just pray for Tom and Jose and for Sue and for other workers that they are representing here today to be able to help these poor orphans spiritually and physically in the Central African Republic where it's so very, very poor and desperate. Lord, I pray for us as we consume the food and have fellowship time together too, that you'll help us to understand that we're so blessed that we have this opportunity to eat the stuff we do and spend a time with nobody shooting at us in a safe place. Lord, thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for your grace again and all that you've done through us, through Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for coming today. It's good to...